Bringing people together for a weekend can be better for a city than building a museum. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jonathan Wynn, assistant professor of sociology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, discusses how more performances and less concrete can lead to fewer problems for cities.
I studied music festivals for the last 10 years, doing everything from volunteering backstage to performing under the bright lights, from interviewing mayors and venue owners, chatting with performers and locals. I focused on Austin South by Southwest, Nashville's Country Music Association Festival, and Newport's Folk Festival. In that time, I witnessed a steep rise in nationwide festival attendance, as well as major economic development and sheer population growth in the cases of Austin and Nashville. What explains this newfound interest in festivals? Well, first, there are big factors, like changes in the music industry and urban economies. On the one hand, you have the decline in record sales and musicians relying upon performances to stay afloat. On the other hand, you have a new importance of culture for cities. Municipalities are in an intense intercity competition for tourists, for business relocations, for new residents, and more. So there's an incentive for arts communities and city halls to develop and nurture signature events to distinguish themselves as exciting places. Second, I found that the digital age has, paradoxically, contributed to greater interest in performances. Digitization has had its effect on audiences as well as musicians. People long for some communal, effervescent experiences. Indeed, research shows that people are happier when they buy experiences over material objects. Festivals are better investments than stadiums, performing arts spaces, and mega events like the Olympics. This is particularly true when it comes to small and mid-sized festivals that are organically bound to their communities, have some public funding to curb corporate branding, and are oriented towards reinvesting in local cultural resources rather than exploiting them.
That was Jonathan Wynn of the University of Massachusetts Amherst. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good. The Steve Austin.